everybody. Today I'm sitting with Ruchi Garg, who's founder and CEO of a company called NineSlides, and they've got a new app that's debuting today on Windows 8, and we're going to talk about that. But before we get there, there's actually a really interesting backstory with your company. Your app runs on Azure, you're part of BizSpark, you're the full Microsoft stack, and I think your company was founded by Microsoft employees, right?
Yeah, so I worked for Microsoft for around 6 years. I was part of Xbox Live team. I did some of the work like integration of Xbox Live with Windows Phone 7, worked on some of the backend services.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, people like it. Yeah, Xbox is some other product people like to use, and they've been doing great.
Yeah, every day.
Proud to be part of that team.
And then what happened?
So, yeah, in 2011, I think light bulb went on. I thought, I should do something different. And I left Microsoft to work on something called NineSlides.
Okay.
And what I felt was tons of people out there. In fact, there are a billion people who create presentation today. Some 800 people have PowerPoint software. Some people use Apple Keynote, Prezi, other form of presentation. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is, after they're giving presentation to live audience, they have been sharing it over email, SharePoint, all sort of mediums. Mm-hmm. And what they don't realize that although their intention was to share presentation, they are just sharing slides. Your presentation is more about you, the story behind images and text you have on the slides. And that's where we came in. We allow users to easily capture their audio video along with the slides, which you can deliver it online and can be watched on any device you have right in the browser. It's a full HTML5 experience.
Wow.
You can share the URL with anyone. If you have a Surface, you can just go to IE, view the experience, full interactive. You can see video on the side, slides on one side, very interactive. The video and slides are synchronized. So if you go to slide number 10, video jumps to that instance back and forth. You could also resize the video and slides on the go. So basically, if you are an audience, if you're watching that presentation, and if you see this video is more intriguing, you can just click a button and video can take a full screen and slide can go up on the side. And you can also embed the whole experience, just like you would embed a YouTube video, on any web page you would like. So it's really powerful. A lot of companies using it to communicate internally, train their employees, and even a lot of colleges and universities using it for flipping the classroom.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really interesting. So you had this idea to go start your own company based on this premise, and then did you sort of wrangle in fellow employees or fellow Microsoft people? How'd that happen?
So I started alone and kind of worked on it, got my first prototype done on the Silverlight, because being a Microsoft, I knew Microsoft technology and how easy it is to build on top of the stack. Also, we are based locally here in Redmond, which means I have access to a lot of experts around, and friends in IE or all those different divisions really helped us a lot.
So you mentioned you left in 2011.
Right.
How long did it take to actually get the application finished and people using it?
A lot. I won't say that it's even finished now. It's constant iteration.
Okay, so work in progress.
You figure out, you ship early, see how people like to use it, what works for people, and you go get back, work on it more, and then release new version. So we ship every day, like 4 or 5 times a day, I would believe.
Wow.
On the web portion of it. And then we also launched an iPad app a few months back. Of course, it's a native app, so we can't ship every day. And then next week we are launching a Windows 8 application on it.
That's right. Now talk about the collaboration with BizSpark and Azure, the Microsoft stack.
Sure. So one of the best thing I think Microsoft have done is BizSpark for a startup world.
Mm-hmm.
Free access to almost any tool we would want to use.
Yeah.
So we signed up for BizSpark, we got Microsoft Visual Studio, MSDN, Office installations,
great,
and things like that. Not only that, we also got access to a lot of experts. So I could even email to my BizSpark, sort of account manager. I don't know what their formal designations were, but I said, hey, this is what we are building. Can you help me introduce to the Windows 8 folks we are thinking about building? And they helped us, introduce to right folks and got some great feedback on that.
That's awesome. So you used the Visual Studio and Azure and all of these things in your app, and yet you released first for iPad.
Yes.
So what was the sort of line of thinking there?
So we started with iPad because we thought iPad have a lot more user base.
Yep.
And Windows 8, at least that time, was pretty new in the market. And we thought targeting a device which have much more user base,
yep,
would at least have one less variable for us to think about. So since we are going out new in the market with the new product, there are so many things which can go wrong. So at least we want to kind of minimize the factor that maybe there are less number of users who would try it out if that's a Windows 8. Because that time Windows 8 was relatively new.
Was it in your long-term plans to eventually launch on Windows 8, or
yes,
was it something recently?
It was always in the back of the mind because I think Windows 8, no matter what, they have sold over 100 million devices so
yeah,
far, and it will continue to grow. Having worked in Microsoft, I know that, you know, they will make sure that this will work. And we kind of, along with Microsoft, I thought, let's bet on it. Because it's an awesome product. I mean, I like the UI. There are, of course, things which can be improved, but all products need improvement. So we thought, you know, let's work on Windows 8. We have a great team out there which we have access. If we get stuck somewhere, we can get help of, you know, BizSpark team and
sure,
other Microsoft friends.
What a great resource.
So, yeah.
What a great resource.
Awesome,
and
yeah,
let's real quick just touch on Azure. So how exactly does it use Azure?
So we currently use Azure VMs. And we have different servers designated. Basically, one set of server is for running website, one set of server for running services, and
mm-hmm,
one set of servers for running processing engine. So when you're uploading videos and presentation files, we take them onto processing engine, which is another set of VMs, and we convert into various different files and formats so that it can be streamed on various different devices. And then website,
right,
And then service, which kind of powers the iPad or lights up, you know, the Windows 8 device.
Very cool. So
yeah,
let's say we install the app,
sure,
we launch it. What can I expect as an end user?
So it's a free app, first
yes,
of all. You download, and by default, we show you top presentations, featured presentation, latest presentation, because we want user to see what this app can do. You
yep,
inspire. We have a lot of interesting presentations from, say, Guy Kawasaki to Mark Benioff of Salesforce to the thousands of presentations out there on the platform. You can view it. And then if you really like the experience you want to see, you actually click a big plus button, which logs you in. If
uh-huh,
you are, and then you can import your PowerPoint slide or PDF into the system. It could be in your desktop, on your Windows 8 machine, or if you have already installed, say, a Dropbox application
sure,
on your machine, if
you
connect
SkyDrive.
SkyDrive, it will automatically connect to these application. You can access any file you have it, on these application, import it on our app,
mm-hmm,
view it. You can preview all your slides in that presentation, and
yeah,
then hit record. It will start recording your audio video. And that's it. Once you are done, hit publish button. You can choose privacy control, whether you want to put password on it, whether you want to do domain control on it,
sure,
what name, description, things like that, and here you go.
So now I've got a lot of friends that are speakers and give talks at, you know, the conferences and tech eds and build and things.
Sure.
Is this a product they would use, or is this something that people would use after that to watch their speech?
So,
or both?
It's both, basically. So we have different interfaces, and different interface suits for different needs. So we do work with some top event organizers today,
uh-huh,
wherein they go and record videos on the stage with high definition cameras. They
right,
come back to our platform online. They upload their video and slides to the website.
Yeah.
And we provide them an easy to use editor where they can synchronize slides
oh, wow,
with the video.
That's cool.
And when they are done, they hit publish, and it's available to watch in all the different devices.
And now some of these are open and available to the public.
Right.
And then, so would I have the option to make my presentations available for the world to see?
Yes. Yeah, by default, that's what you have, and we by default list them into a public gallery. And
right,
we also feed the search engines Bing and Google.
But I have the option to make it private, should
yes,
I choose to.
Yes, you can make it available just for you because you are working on it, or you can put passwords on it if you are concerned about, you know, if you have sensitive financial information.
Sure.
I have a lot of startups pitching on 9 slides to the investors. So they have financial information. They also can do domain control. So if you say Microsoft.com, the embed would only render from those websites.
Very cool. Now, do you have a favorite presentation that's out there today? Is there one that you watch?
Yeah. I mean, I think the one from Guy Kawasaki one,
yeah.
he was giving a keynote at Menlo Park.
Yeah.
And this is the most watched presentation we have. It's just so funny.
Great.
Humorous. And at the same time, it's so very, insightful.
He's great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Well, thank you so much. You guys have to check it out. It's available today. It's called 9 Slides, and it's free.